Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The United Nations Security Council has voted in favour of a resolution endorsing US President Donald Trump's 20-point Gaza peace plan. Sean Bell is a former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-founder of Red Matrix Productions. Good morning to you, Sean. This is only as good as the US levels of interest are. But it is significant that the Security Council passed it.
Yeah, good morning to you. I mean, it sounds very important, does it? United Nations Security Council makes some sort of declaration. When you unpick it slightly, it's quite difficult to see exactly where this is going to move the plan forward. After all, for example, the International Stabilization Force, an absolutely crucial part of this peace plan, it's not a United Nations mission. They don't have any authority. And therefore, it's and that actual force has been something that Hamas has actually rejected. The Board of Peace all looks very much with President Trump sat at the helm of it. But it also does include a credible path to self-determination, something that Israel doesn't want at all. So it still highlights the very, very difficult polarized views of both sides. I think one thing that I see as positive is that the United States clearly does see great benefit in this. And the Palestinian Authority, maybe not Hamas, but the Palestinian Authority and Arab countries and Muslim countries all are putting their shoulder behind this. So it does seem to have moved the situation along a little bit, but I don't think it's quite as decisive as maybe some of the headlines give it credit for.
Well, both sides have issues with it, and there is still an element of a military campaign ongoing. Yes, the ceasefire is holding for the most part, but we are still receiving reports of attacks by the IDF against Palestinians.
You're absolutely right. I mean, what's fascinating is that, it hasn't hit the news very often, has it? But since the ceasefire, in 10th of October, I think it was, over 1,500 buildings in Gaza appear to have been destroyed by the IDF. That's not an inconsiderable amount of buildings. And if you look at it geographically, it's very difficult on the radio. We can't see the yellow line, but there was a yellow line sort of splitting north-south the Gaza Strip, and to the east of that, which is where the Israelis withdrew from towards, there's been a lot of activity there, what apparently clearing the way. It does look as if that the Israelis are building some sort of buffer zone there. And there is a lot of suggestions I've read, and particularly some of my Israeli colleagues who were very sceptical this peace plan would actually hold and therefore were preparing for the day when Hamas rose again. It is also interesting as well that when the 10th of October ceasefire was put in place, it was believed that aid would suddenly flood into the territory desperately needed for the humanitarian situation in Gaza. But as I understand it, there's in Jordan and Egypt, there's a huge amount of aid just piling up because Israel is still controlling the flow of aid, is still not allowing most of it in, and sees that, I think, as some form of control mechanism because they remain sceptical about whether this ceasefire will actually hold.
Sean Bell, co-founder of Red Matrix Productions, thanks very much for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.